Okay, this is going to be another Yevamis Mishnah, but it's not as hard as it's going to appear. Let's just get through the taich of the words. We're going to have six cases over here. Now, I want you to pay attention. And I'm going to ask you before we start the six cases, bear in mind, what do these six cases have in common? Let's see our six cases. Case number one. In our Mishnah, Shnei Achim Chershim, we have two brothers, both are deaf mutes. Nesuim that are married, Shnei Achoyes, two sisters Chershis that are both deaf mutes. Case number two, we have two brothers that are deaf mutes, Shnei Achim Chershim, that are married, or this is the second case, Shnei Achoyes, to two sisters that are Pikchoyes. These two sisters are not deaf mutes. And try to imagine we have over here, so far, two couples, deaf brothers that are married to deaf sisters. Or deaf brothers that are married to sisters that are regular. Case number three. Two brothers that are chereshim are married to two sisters. One is a chereshis, one is a pekachas. So now we have three couples over here. I mean, it's either or, but just to try to keep cheshbon. Two deaf-mute brothers married to two deaf-mute sisters. We have two deaf-mute brothers that are married to two regular sisters. And we have two deaf-mute brothers that are married to one sister, a Chereshes, one sister, a Pekachas. Case number four. Oishtei Achoyes Chershois. We have two sisters that are both deaf-mutes. Nesuyas that are married, L'shnei Achim Pikchim, that are married to two brothers who are not deaf-mutes. Who are four couples over here? We're doing the learning and the Chazara at the same time. Couple number one. Two brothers Chershim married to two sisters Chershis. Couple number two. Two brothers Chershis married to two sisters Pikchais. Couple number three. Two brothers Chershis married to two sisters. One is a Chereshis, one is a Pekachas. Now we have couple number four. Two sisters that are Chershis that are married to two brothers that are Pikchim. Here comes couple number five. Two sisters that are Chershis that are married to two brothers that are Chershim. Oyle Shneiachin Chershim. Or these two sisters that are Chershis are married to two brothers that are deaf mutes. Wait a second, we had this case already, says the Taisus Yom Tov. We already have couples where everyone is the same. So the Taisus Yom Tov says, Enechanayim, but the Mishnah is going in order. That's not going to repeat. But the Mishnah is going with a certain Seder, so Mimela, we're repeating this case. So Oy Or, Viter, case number six. Two sisters that are both deaf mutes are married to two brothers, L'shnei Achin, Echot Cheresh, Echot Pekeach. One is a deaf mute and one is a pekeach. In all these cases, hare elu peturais min achalitza umin ayiv. If one of these brothers dies without children, the other brother, in relation to the almana, has to do nothing. There's no yivim, there's no chalitza. So now, remember what I asked you before we started. What do all these cases have in common? And the answer is either the two brothers were both deaf-mutes, or the two sisters are both deaf-mutes. That's what we need over here. Believe it or not, that actually makes things simple. Because that means that both these couples have the same kind of marriage, only a derabbanadika marriage. So the Zika connection through Yivam, if one of these brothers dies without children, is also mederabbana. We don't need chalitza because this is your wife's sister. But she's not really my wife's sister because why? Because the marriage is only midrabana. Yeah, but your marriage is also midrabana. Everything is midrabana. Everything is on the same level. So the yivam is based on a midrabana, and the fact that she's your wife's sister is also based on a midrabana. So it's fine. Now, the im hayu nachriyas, if these wives were not sisters, then yichnoisim. Then in all these cases, the yavam can be miyaveim, his brother's wife. And by the way, that's the only option he has. Why? Can he do chalitza? No. Because if either the yavim or the yavama is a cheresh, you can't do chalitza. There is no chalitza for a cheresh or a chereshes. Because you have to read the psukim. Says the Taisus Yom Tov, even though if you mamish don't read the psukim, you're still yaitza the chalitza, but you have to be able to read the psukim. Now, once he takes them in, v'mratzi lohaitzi yaitzi, then after the yivum, then he could divorce. Because their kiddushin to their brother who passed it was only midrabanan through remiza, because he was a cheresh, or she was a chereshes, So the Zika Leivim is also Midrabanan. And then Eli, even if the Yavim is a Cheresh, as long as the connection came from Midrabanan, he could Midrabanan divorce her. So again, we have over here six cases in the Mishnah. One is actually a repeat. But what's the common denominator in all these cases? Either the two brothers are Chereshim, or the two sisters are Chereshes. So if one of the brothers dies without children, everything here is Midrabanan. The original Kiddushin is Midrabanan, and therefore the Zikas Hayivum is Midrabanan. So we say, okay, we're dealing with two sisters. So if my brother's wife dies without children, and I'm married to the Yavama sister, not a problem. She goes out without Chalitza and Yivum. Aye, is it a real marriage? Okay, it's not a real marriage, but it's not a real Zikas Yivum. Everything is even. If they were not sisters. So Chalitza is not an option, because there's no Chalitza for a Cheresh or a Chereshes. But after Yivum, if these Yivamim want to send them out, they can. Why? We learned in the previous Mishnah. The Kiddushin was never Min HaTorah. If the Kiddushin was never Min HaTorah, then you can have a divorce through the Mizah, the same way they came in through the Mizah, which means just through gesturing, without talking, they could be sent out that way.